Common shaila for today, Tanya's Esther, is whether a person is allowed to break the fast before hearing Megillah reading. So at least here in New York, the fast ends at 6:27. Megillah is not until 6:30. There's around 3 minutes. So there's a person allowed to break that fast when the fast is over, but prior to Megillah reading, it might be a bit longer and harder to wait another 45 minutes or so, but particularly when it comes to a kid who just became bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, where he may not have or she may not have the strength in order to fast, is there a heter to break the fast earlier? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafresh Tzadi Beis Sivdal, he quotes from the Trumas Hadeshim, that Af Apish Yotek, rather, Misha Hu Anus Ktas, the person who's a bit honest, V'niyocha Leilich Beis Knesses, he can't go to the shul at the right time when they lay in after Tzeis, V'tzarach L'hamtin Aracha Shekar HaKal, and he needs to wait until the entire Tzibur reads Megillah. It's very hard for him or her to wait till long after the lading has been complete. Is he allowed to? The halacha is, he's allowed to read the Megillah or hear the Megillah earlier during the daytime already, a little bit after plag mincha or so, afterwards is permitted. So this way, when the fast is over, he could break his fast immediately. And the Rama points out, but but if he hasn't yet heard the Megillah, then she or he is not allowed to break the fast. So you have to wait. So 6:30 is Megillah reading, and not until 7:15 when the Megillah is over or so are you allowed to break the fast. That's particularly hard for women who sometimes their husbands go earlier to the regular laning, and they have to wait another hour to the second reading, so they have to wait to fast, to break the fast so much longer than the men. So are there any leniencies? Now the Taz says that this is the same exact halacha when it comes to eating before Kriyashma or any other mitzvah. B'dikas Chametz is in a month from today. The same halacha applies. Within 30 minutes of a mitzvah, 30 minutes of B'dikas Chametz, you're not allowed to eat. You can't do malacha. You can't take a nap. You're not supposed to learn. The same exact halacha in B'dikas Chametz and Kriyas Lulav and Kriyas Megillah. Kriyashma all over the place. So are there any leniencies? So the Magen Avraham has a discussion here on the side of the page here. What about te'ima? Are you allowed to taste something? Maybe not eating a soup, but what about having a little te'ima, a little taste of something? So the Magen Avraham goes back and forth whether te'ima is permitted. He says the Gemara tells us that a person shouldn't taste even a small amount of food before reciting Kriyashma. Why? Because he might lead into a larger Suda and you might end up eating and forget Shema entirely, so you shouldn't even have a te'ima prior to fulfilling your mitzvah of Kriyashma. So the Magen Avraham says it's a kal vachomer then, we should be stringent with regards to Megillah, because Megillah is a very important mitzvah. Granted, Shema is a deraisa, and Megillah is a divrei Kabbalah, but still, we find all over, you look at the Gemara, is that Megillah is docha everything. Megillah is docha Talmud Torah, Megillah is docha so many different things. It's such an important mitzvah, Pirsumei Nisa. So for Shema, you can't even do a te'ima. So Kal Vachomer, you shouldn't have a te'ima prior to fulfilling the mitzvah of Megillah reading. But on the other hand, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Yireim that says if one would forget Megillah, one would never forget the mitzvah of Megillah since it's so dear. Doesn't make a difference. You have a little te'ima, you're not going to forget Megillah. Everyone's building up to the night of Megillah reading, the day of Megillah reading. Everyone's getting shalachmanos ready and costumes ready. No one's going to forget it. It's such a special mitzvah. So a te'ima won't get in the way of you forgetting, and therefore there's room to say you can taste something prior to Megillah. In the end of the day, the Magen Avraham says that mikomakom ein lahakil ella litzarach gadol. One shouldn't be leading unless there's a real tzarach gadol, a great need. Now it's hard to know what is considered tzarach gadol. You have to ask a posek, a person who understands situations. So it depends how weak a person is. If the first bar mitzvah kid, his first year, he's just a little tired, I wouldn't call that a tzarach gadol necessarily. But again, you have to ask a posek to discuss the various scenarios. Now in general, Tainus Esther is a very low level Tainus. So if a person feels slightly uncomfortable, in general, we would allow the person to break it. So you have to just figure out and ask a shaila in the situation when it comes to te'ima. Now, what is considered te'ima? Let's say it is a tzarach gadol. So then you could do a te'ima, a little taste here. Again, if the person's ill, so of course you should break it and eat a meal till he gets healthy. Tzarach gadol can't mean he's in a dangerous situation. But whatever the person is, it's tzarach gadol. The guy is so weak, he can't pay attention to Megillah reading. So what's a te'ima? So Mishabura says it has to be less than a kibbutz of bread and less than a kebeta of drink. Now, the drink that the poskim talk about is an alcoholic beverage. But a non-alcoholic beverage, the poskim say you could drink as much as you want. So that's very clear right now. That it comes to water, comes to even soda, orange juice, according to Mishnah Berurah, you are allowed to drink a lot of that. That is permitted prior to the fast. Aruch HaShulchan has a debate. He says, no, the Magen Avraham quotes in Machlokas whether or not tima is permitted, but he says a hot drink such as tea or coffee, that is certainly permitted before tefillah. So we see there a heterim of drinking tea, drinking coffee, and even drinking water and perhaps even soda. What about setting a reminder? Are you allowed to set a reminder? Is that something allowed? Listen, you set a reminder in your alarm clock, you set it, tell your friend to remind you, is that going to be sufficient? So the Ramah says in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, the Siv Beis with regards to Mincha, the Lacha is you're not allowed to have a meal prior to Mincha. So what happens, Mincha sometimes, this time of year, it's like 12:37. So does that mean you can't eat lunch at 1 o'clock? We haven't yet daven Mincha. So the Ramah says, since they send out a reminder that Mincha is at 5:30, you're not going to forget to daven, so that would be allowed. A reminder is sufficient. So therefore, can you use a reminder when it comes to Megillah as well? So Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tafresh Sadi Beis, Sif Katan Tez Zayin. He says that if a person is not feeling well, that im adam chalish fashias yazik livriyasu, a guy is weak, and waiting longer to break his fast will weaken him even further, v'yachalava lidei chali is going to become ill from that, utima ma'at enim aspak maspiklo, a tiny taste of something won't be sufficient to bring him back to his strength, near the shari lechol, you're certainly allowed to eat, ach yivakish me'echad shias kirenu lekro es ha-megillah, achar achilasa, but you should appoint someone to make sure that you don't forget the Megillah. You need to have a shomer. We see from the Mishnah Berurah, it's only true if the guy is really, really sick. It's not just is a blanket heter when it comes to Megillah. You have to be really, really sick to rely on this. And Rav Yashu says, if the person isn't sick, you are not allowed to rely on a shomer. Even though when it comes to other mitzvahs, like lulav and tefillah and shema, you can appoint a shomer, and you could have a meal lichatchila with a shomer. When it comes to Megillah, it's only the person who's very, very ill. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is a little bit more, I don't want to say sympathetic, but he is a little more sympathetic. That's not where it comes from. But a person's weak. He doesn't say necessarily really ill, but a person's weak. So then he thinks you can rely on a shomer and have a full meal. What about when it comes to other types? Could you use a phone, an alarm clock? Is that going to work as well? Suppose Kim say, at least with regards to Shema and Tefillah and other mitzvahs, you can rely on an alarm clock, but I didn't see anyone discuss this with the Megillah, but seemingly alarm clock would work as well. If you're really weak and need to eat a meal, set an alarm on your phone to remind you not to forget to hear Megillah reading. So in the end of the day, a person really shouldn't break the fast before him. L'chachili, you could have water, you could have orange juice, you could have coffee, tea. When it comes to tasting, only if a person's weak, and when it comes to eating, only the person is really, really weak and he's going to get sick.